This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Belarusians filled the center of the capital, Minsk, on Sunday in the biggest protest so far against longtime President Alexander Lukashenko's re-election a week ago. The country's leader countered with thousands of his own supporters holding their... AP's Karen Chamas has more.
As Lukashenko's supporters waited for his appearance at the rally, many chanted Lukashenko's nickname of Batka, or father. The president, who spoke at the rally, vehemently rejected any possibility of holding a rerun of the vote, as anti-government protesters claimed the election was a sham and alleged results were manipulated. Meanwhile, large crowds streamed towards the site of an opposition rally about a mile and a half away, the ninth straight day of anti-government rallies. About 7,000 people were arrested over several days of protests, which police harshly tried to put down with clubs, rubber bullets and flash grenades. Many detainees were later released, complaining of brutality from police while in custody and showing extensive bruises. I'm Karen Chamas.
Police in Thailand say an anti-government protest in Bangkok drew more than 10,000 people on Sunday. This is the largest political demonstration in years as a pro-democracy movement gathers steam. By Sunday evening, the protesters, who are demanding major democratic reforms, had taken over the busy intersection around Bangkok's Democracy Monument. On Sunday, the United Arab Emirates summoned Iran's charge d'affaires in Abu Dhabi to protest threats by the Islamic Republic's president over the UAE's decision to normalize ties with Israel. Hassan Rouhani said the UAE's decision to normalize ties with Israel was a big mistake and warns against opening the path of Israel to the region. The UAE said such rhetoric is unacceptable. This is